State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Imagine being a parent with a child suffering from a serious mental illness. One of the most crucial things you have to do is find services for your child. But it's not easy. Some parents are lucky enough to find out about a program that helps severely emotionally disturbed kids. But those parents must also be lucky enough to live in the right place. In partnership with our Am I Curious project, we wanted to find out more about this program.
Hi.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you.
Same here.
I'm meeting Annie Kitching someplace she spends a lot of time, a waiting room. We're the only ones in here right now. There's a kid's cartoon playing on a TV in one corner.
We are in the lobby of Community Mental Health. I come here, bring my daughter here once or twice a week for therapy.
Annie's daughter's symptoms fall on the serious side of an already pretty serious category. It's called severe emotional disturbance, and nationally, it affects about 5% of kids. These kids' mental health issues make them more likely to get kicked out of school, end up homeless, in prison, or worse. Annie has several children, but two of them have had these serious mental health issues. The daughter we're here talking about, and another one of her sons. They were both adopted and had been abused. Things got really bad.
It was a catastrophic nightmare of proportions I would never have imagined had I ever stretched my mind. But after she had remembered her abuse, she kind of went crazy.
Eventually, her daughter had a baby at age 14, and Kitching's family ended up on the radar of the child welfare system. Even though she had been looking for help with her kids long before that, it was only then Kitching heard about a package of mental health services her daughter might qualify for. It's called a severe emotional disturbance waiver. The state has been offering them for about a decade, and Kitching feels like finding out about this lifeline was pure chance. She just met the right child welfare workers.
People who, you know, by the grace of God, actually know about this waiver.
The services Annie Kitching's daughter gets under the severe emotional disturbance waiver, those are like the gold standard of services. Families can get treatment, respite so they can get a break, in-home care, even things like art therapy and music therapy.
The services that we're getting from my daughter are absolutely amazing. The therapists have been extraordinary. I think she might be able to go to school, which she hasn't been able to do since sixth grade.
That's right. Kitching's family was dealing with these mental health issues for years before they found help that worked. Partly, maybe surprisingly, that's because they had private insurance. Most private insurers don't really cover intensive mental health services that kids like Annie's need. Joanne Tenard is a community mental health worker in Ingham County.
It's not just that the insurance company doesn't want to offer it. It's a fault, I think, both of the employers and the employees who don't demand it, and the insurance companies who have no reason to provide it, because we're not asking for it, you know.
If private insurers are MIA for the most part on this, the state, Medicaid, and some counties have really stepped up to serve these kids. If you've got a kid that has serious mental health issues, Medicaid is your best bet. With the waiver, even families that financially wouldn't qualify for Medicaid can get the services anyway. But the kids who need these services don't have equal access to them. The SED waiver, as it's called, is on offer in fewer than half of Michigan's counties. For example, families that live in Shiawassee County, just one county over from where Annie Kitching lives, they can't get the waiver.
Waiver, wait a minute, what are you guys talking about? Well, how come we don't have that where I'm at?
That's Colleen Wilsden. She's remembering when she found out about the waiver. She works as a parent support partner. Basically, she helps families navigate the mental health system. We're meeting in a Tim Hortons in the small town of Owosso, where she catches up with some of these folks to help them work through dealing with their child's teachers or doctors or whatever else. She does it because she's been through all of that with her son.
Until you see your son, your child at 9, be taken away in handcuffs to the hospital, you just don't understand how emotionally crippling that can be for a family.
Her son is healthy now. She calls him a success story, but she still wishes she would have had more help.
Would I have had to go through as many years of pain and agony and crying myself to sleep at night if they had had that waiver here? And I sometimes feel that that was a disservice to my child and some of the other kids and families I work with. It's a screwed up system sometimes.
What seems to be holding the waiver program back is, not surprisingly, money. Counties have to put some money on the table to offer the waiver, and many haven't done that. The state is trying to expand when and where they can, allowing kids in foster care access to the waiver no matter which county they live in, for example. But what we have now in the state is very uneven access. Some counties have people like Colleen Wilsden to help parents out. Some don't. Some have people who screen patients out over the phone. Others don't. In many places, finding out about services like the Severe Emotional Disturbance Waiver is still just luck. And the stakes are high for these families. Remember Annie Kitching, the mom whose daughter got the waiver? Well, her son could have used it too.
He was suffering with schizophrenia, probably, but was hearing voices and breaking property. And
Annie Kitching's son's name was Elia. He was 17 when he committed suicide. Despite her reaching out to a lot of different people and places, Kitching never heard about the Severe Emotional Disturbance Waiver. It wasn't until after her son's suicide that she found out those services existed. Now that her daughter is on the waiver, she knows how good those services are.
That makes me all the more sorrowful that I could not get the same help for Elia.
Kitching doesn't want other families to feel that way, but it's likely there are other families out there who do. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.